Negative thinking is a warning. Something is wrong in my life. Most of the time, negative thinking is the product of fatigue and a toxic lifestyle that has spiraled out of control. When I'm tired and overloaded, problems look insurmountable and mountains of difficulty loom into view. When I'm exhausted, my brain politely and quietly tells me to take a rest. If I ignore the message, my mind hits me right between the eyes with a major dose of negative thinking. Negative thoughts are there as a warning, and if I heed the warning, my negative thoughts disappear. Dealing with negative thoughts doesn't have to be an ordeal. When I find myself in a negative state, I never trust a tired and overloaded mind. My perspective and good judgment will return when I am rested. Negative thoughts are my mind's way of saying stop and take a break. Rest is my mind's way of regaining perspective. Sleep cures a tired mind, and adjusting my lifestyle cures an overloaded mind. I never make major decisions when I am in a negative state. If I have negative thoughts not improved by rest, relaxation, and sleep, I seek professional help to regain my positive outlook. Osprey are good reachers. They don't sit around and wait for prey to come to them. They streak down from the sky, extend their talons, and reach for their prey. Osprey aren't tentative when they snatch prey, and if they miss their target, they don't sulk in defeat. They swoop again and again until they achieve success. Osprey remind me to reach for my dreams. The only way to make my dreams come true is to reach for them again and again. When I decided to sail around the world, I reached for my dreams for 11 years before I set sail, and I spent 11 years more completing the trip. For 22 years, or 8,030 days, I reached for my dream before the voyage was complete. That's the way big dreams are. They take time, and you must never quit. Now I'm working on different dreams. I've extended my arms around the world with 8 different websites. Although I'm just getting started, each week thousands of people from over 60 countries cruise my websites and listen to my podcast. No matter how long it takes or how much it costs, I'm still reaching for my dreams. People are always telling me how lucky I am. They tell me how lucky I was to be able to sail around the world on my own yacht. They don't mention that I worked in Saudi Arabia for 11 years, saving up money so I could afford to make the trip. They tell me how lucky I am to have such great photographs on my websites. They don't mention that I shoot thousands of photos to get 50 outstanding ones. The biggest reason I'm lucky is because God gave me a good mind and a desire to work. All of us are equally lucky because God blesses excellence and hard work. When we do our part, God opens the windows of heaven and pours blessings into our life.